Terry, there's no draft. San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Getting the job done ahead of schedule.
Today, United States forces in Iraq announced that the United States now has less than 50,000 troops in Iraq.
Deputy National Security Advisor John Brennan on word that the military got the last combat troops out of Iraq before the August 31st deadline.
After September 1st, the United States will have a different mission, one of advising and assisting Iraqi security forces.
ABC's Aaron Katursky was on hand when a group of soldiers returned from Iraq.
Relatives clapped and cried as these buses pulled in here to Fort Totten carrying members of the 1174th Deployment and Distribution Support Battalion.
It's time to go home, you know, get on the couch and relax. It's been a long road, but we all made it back safe, so I got a lot to be thankful for.
Sergeant Llewellyn Charles and the rest of this battalion were responsible for getting most of the U.S. combat forces out of Iraq, and now they are finally home. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Fort Totten, New York.
A popular motor vehicle is coming under scrutiny. Jeep Grand Cherokees from the 1993 through 2004 model years are getting looked at by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. NHTSA investigating whether 10 crashes in which 13 people died are related to a possible defect. Chrysler's take?
It has an outstanding safety record, and we stand by that.
And for now, says Chrysler's Mike Polisi, there'll be no recall.
We're not thinking about the vehicle being recalled at this time. As we stand by the safety record, we will defend it. And we will cooperate in the government investigation.
What is being recalled is more food. Buffalo, New York-based Zemco Industries recalling almost 200 tons of deli meats that might be contaminated with listeria. The meats were distributed to Walmarts for use in their in-store delis. It wasn't sold directly to the public. Sales of existing homes dropped a whopping 27% last month. There's more than a year's supply of unsold homes on the market. Wall Street just before the close. The Dow down 136, the NASDAQ off 36. You're listening to ABC News.
Nate, technician for Safe Light Auto Glass.
My last customer was a busy mom with no time. Unfortunately, a rock cracked her windshield, and she didn't feel safe driving her kids. So she called SafeLight. We went right to her home and replaced it the very next day. She was thrilled. She didn't have to load up the car and bring it to us. And thanks to her insurance coverage, she only had to pay her deductible.
Let SafeLight handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Kevin Richards is having problems with his identity.
Hey, Kev.
God, what now?
I met a guy out there, had a credit score of 530. How low can you go?
Maybe his identity did something stupid.
Hey, wait.
Like talking to goons from Kazakhstan.
Those guys were nice.
Knowing your credit score is a good start, but Identity Guard has more. And right now, you can get three credit reports and three scores for just $3. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com. Identity Guard. Your identity is counting on you.
New data shows that your age or zip code determines whether you're a talker, a texter, or none of the above when it comes to cell phones.
15 years ago, just 1 in 10 Americans had a cell. Jonathan Carson with the Nielsen Company says the world has changed.
Pretty much everybody has a cell phone these days. We're almost at the point where the full population is carrying a mobile phone.
Carson says southern states are more talkative and textier than other U.S. states. The age of those who text.
No surprise to anybody who has teenagers at home. Texting is extremely popular with that age group.
Seniors average just 30 text messages a month. Dave Schreiber, ABC News.
U2 has arrived in Moscow for their first ever concert in Russia. Their trip includes some FaceTime with rock and roll-loving Russian President Medvedev at his palatial residence in the Black Sea resort of Sochi.
The band, famous for its activism, is planning to discuss their red anti-poverty campaign with the president. Bono also said that they hope to do some shopping and take in the sights while in Moscow. U2 will perform at the capital's famous Luzhniki Stadium on Wednesday night, part of their 360 world tour.
ABC's Alex Marquardt in Moscow. In Los Angeles, police arrested a man allegedly trying to break into socialite Paris Hilton's house this morning. She says he had two knives on him. Police have not confirmed that. This is ABC News.
Meet Sandy Molesky, owner of a new Buick Enclave.
We definitely were import buyers and thought we always probably would be. And I saw the Enclave and I said, gosh, I like that. Honey, do you like it? He goes, yeah, he goes, it looks good, but you know, it's a Buick. So he drove it and he said, looked at me and said, yeah, you know, it looks good. It looked nice. It felt nice. It felt luxurious. It's a great fit for a young family.
To hear more of Sandy's story and to learn more about Enclave, visit Buick.com and may the best car win.
I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhardt. A driver lost control along a hilly stretch of San Francisco's Visitation Valley and crashed into a group of people waiting for a bus today. Four of the five people hit suffered life-threatening injuries. The driver tells officers she lost her ability to steer and brake her SUV on southbound San Bruno Avenue. State attorneys general nationwide are demanding that Craigslist remove its adult services section because they say the website can't adequately block potentially illegal ads, and it appears there was not an equipment malfunction on the chute of a skydiver who died after a jump at the Byron Airport. The 54-year-old Martinez man was experienced but did not deploy his parachute or backup chute. With the KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
Crash in Vacaville, West 80 at Lagoon Valley. It's on the shoulder. Mill Valley stall, South 101 before Tiburon Boulevard, right lane blocked. With the most pharmacist certified to give you the flu shot, Walgreens makes it easy to arm yourself with the ones you love. Plus, the shot is covered by many insurance plans, and walk-ins are welcome daily, subject to availability, immunizing healthcare professionals on duty. Certain restrictions may apply. See pharmacy for details. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Already 90 in San Rafael, 96 in Livermore, 91 for San Jose, 88 in San Francisco. Expect a bit of a cool down along the coast tomorrow. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
The number one health program for over 30 years. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of healthiness with Dr. Dina Dow.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. Hey, how come no one else ever thought of this? A dating service for ugly people? Theuglybugball.co.uk, a British dating site, the world's first to cater exclusively to people who weren't blessed with great looks. It excludes anyone overtly pretty or attractive. This is for the aesthetically challenged. 1,500 people have joined the site, and they only show four examples here, and these guys just need new glasses and a hairdo. I'm not quite sure. Women, I think, have a broader sweep in what they find acceptable than men, who conform to pretty narrow ideals. And the two women here that are shown, judging ugliness is difficult. I mean, they're each, I guess, look around 400 pounds, which is very attractive to some people. So I'd be interested in seeing who judges themselves to be so unattractive they would go to a site like this. Nonetheless, it's there. A little different kind of vanity. You got a new word you got to learn. The vatu. Okay, I don't have to go very far with this one. It's only a matter of time. The founders of the Completely Bare Spa in New York. Think what that is. Yes, they do hair removal. Completely Bare Spa, fill in the blanks, up themselves have introduced the Vatu, the latest down under adornment. It has to be done after a good waxing, of course, but it isn't permanent. And it can last on the vulva for 7 days if the Vatu'd person avoids friction. And the spa's representatives explain that can be difficult for some people. What I'm looking at here, is that the message a woman might want to send, you know? Is that, that's like, whoa. Okay. Let's talk a little about two forms of bigotry here. One, I had no idea, but very often when politicians pass rules and laws, they don't think of the unintended consequences. And this is a spin about laws giving people in a nursing home a quality of life. Here's the story. Certified nursing assistant in Indianapolis on duty at a nursing home. She discovers a patient lying on a floor, unable to stand up. What do you think happened? You think this woman would help the patient? Nope. She could not help the patient. She had to search for a white nurse's aide because the woman left instructions that she didn't want any black caregivers. Personally, I'd have let her lie there. And the nursing home insisted it was legally bound to honor the request. This led to a recent federal court ruling that the nursing aide's civil rights have been violated, and brought into light a little-known consequence of the patient's rights movement that swept the nation's healthcare system the last couple of decades. Elderly patients who want more legal control over the quality of life in a nursing home sometimes want to dictate the race of those who care for them. And some nursing homes enforce those preferences in their staff policies. When people write laws, they don't think about these types of things very much. an attorney with Indiana Legal Services Senior Law Project. It's a great story. Under federal law, nursing home residents are free to choose their own physicians. Indiana's law is broader, saying patients can choose their providers of services. Both laws say nursing homes must reasonably accommodate residents' individual needs and preferences. Now, there's a typical statement that has no meaning. A nursing home must reasonably accommodate a resident's individual needs and preferences. I want that, that pretty blonde caregiver to come on over here. I mean, where are they going with this? If one of these residents really expressed a sexual need, what would they do in a nursing home? This has come up. This has come up, and it's going to come up more with the boomers who think they're young forever. But older people have wanted to do that. Will that same nursing home accommodate that? But they accommodate this woman who wants only white people taking care of her. Here's another kind of bigotry. I think we can all agree on this one. All right? A court in Rome took a few minutes to reject a case in which a mother of two kids accused another woman of committing obscene acts in a public place. The mother had asked the fashion store assistant named Luisa, under Italy's privacy laws, to cover herself up because her large breasts in the act of rubbing cream on them had troubled her sons, aged 14 and 12. Now, she might ask the sons how troubled they were. The judge pointed out it is not illegal to sunbathe topless on Italian beaches, and it was not his client's fault if she had an ample bosom. The accusation against her, this is a quote, was the product of bigotry and provincialism, which luckily only characterizes a small number of Italians and about almost every American. Do you find that strange? In the modern Western world, we can have such divergent opinions about such things. You go to jail here in the States if you try the same deal. But I love the word bigotry. We're bigoted if you think a woman with large breasts putting sunscreen on her breasts should cover herself up. That's a bigot. As I said, I had two bigotry stories from opposite ends of the spectrum. Remember last week we talked about this exciting research with animals who were paralyzed with spinal cords that were severed, and they used stem cells, nerve cells, and these mice helped these mice walk, and the cells took up residence in the spine. They want to begin human tests of these cells. Well, no more, at least for now. This is a quirky ruling, so don't cheer yet, my friends. U.S. District Court preliminary injunction stopping federal funding of embryonic stem cell research. The court ruled in favor of a suit by people who said human embryonic stem cell research involves the destruction of human embryos, and indeed it does, and that those guidelines violated a law banning the use of federal funds to destroy human embryos. See, the problem is the embryos. I mean, if you think of embryos, frozen embryos in fertility clinics, they just thaw them out and throw them out. I've never seen anybody care about that. And that's where these stem cells come from. So basically, if you go to a fertility clinic and they freeze a bunch of embryos, somehow that fertility clinic is bound forever to keep them frozen. Right? Of course, this will be appealed. And they will try to rewrite the guidelines to comply with U.S. law. So we'll be begging China for this. I've told you this all along. The Chinese are just zooming ahead on stem cell research. We will be begging them for cures because somehow we allowed religion to infiltrate in the practice of government and science in this country. And we will all, if not us, our kids will live to regret it. And we're also going to be begging China for hybrid cars and electric cars, because the Chinese government is now determined to become the world leader in green technologies, is going to invest this huge figure, lots and lots of zeros, the next 5 years to develop hybrid and electric vehicles. They already kind of have the battery thing sewn up. I mean, they're the largest battery manufacturer, the kind of batteries that we need for these kind of cars. A 16 huge state-owned companies have formed an alliance, state-owned companies, to do the research and development. The question is, can a state-owned company do the research and development? They're starting out, they're tossing $15 billion into the pot to start out really the most ambitious attempt in the world to develop energy-efficient automobiles. And, of course, the government can easily underwrite or subsidize these development costs. And, of course, there also is pushback. saying this is favoring big state-owned companies, which might suppress private enterprise, which China sorely wants also. And, of course, we are invested there. General Motors and a Chinese company based in Shanghai, one of the other big state-controlled automakers, they plan to form an alliance. Another company, BYD, big investment from Warren Buffett, developing battery-powered vehicles. And we'll see. There, right now, the Chinese engine and car technology lags far behind Japan and the West, so we'll follow that one for you. And by the way, those of you who are environmentally minded and you want to win a Nobel Prize, figure out what China can do with the 45 billion pair of disposable chopsticks they use every year. 130 million pairs a day. China's disposable chopsticks bring down 100 acres of forest every day. That's 25 million trees felled each year for a single-use utensil. Japan uses more than 20 billion disposable chopsticks annually, 97% of which come from China. So they're desperate to either find another material or another something synthetic or a way of reusing them. And you think of that, and you let the Chinese know. Here's another one on chocolate. Heart failure rates. 31,000 Swedish women filled out food questionnaires. Women wait 1 to 3 servings of chocolate a month. 26% fewer cases of heart failure. Of course, too much chocolate will do you in also, and you cannot assume cause and effect here, but they're figuring maybe it's the flavonoids, maybe chocolate lowers blood pressure or lowers inflammation. And once again, that's kind of a study, can't tell you or prove it. But they went in, the women have benefited the most, by the way, that dark chocolate in Sweden contains at least 30% cocoa, which contains the flavonoids. In the United States, it may have less. Penetrating look into the obvious, not so obvious. These studies have been done before about losing weight on water. This time, people who drank 2 cups of water before a meal ate 75 to 90 fewer calories. They took 50 adults, all ate a low-calorie diet for 12 weeks. Half of them drank 16 ounces of water before meals, half didn't. No control, because you know you're drinking the water. The water drinkers, 15 pounds. The people who did not drink water, 11 pounds. How does this work? We don't know. Because, once again, you know you're drinking the water, you might try harder. Listen, the group who didn't drink the water lost 11 pounds. And maybe it's the water just displaces the sweeter drinks that the dieters might have consumed. But worth trying. And young people, the water thing doesn't seem to work as much. Water does not seem to quell the appetite of younger people, but it does in older people. Speaking of sugary drinks, you know, I looked a little more at this study that came out a couple of weeks ago that pancreatic tumor cells seem to use fructose to divide and proliferate. That's corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup. This challenges, of course, the thought that all sugars are kind of the same. We eat fruit, for instance. Half of the sugars fructose in the fruit and half glucose. And high fructose corn syrup actually is just a little more than half fructose. So it's not a huge shift, but it's the amount of it, I think. And the tumor cells fed both glucose and fructose use the sugars in different ways. Cancer cells may be able to metabolize fructose to increase proliferation. And indeed, if that's true, that's a big, big deal. There have been studies to find people who consume a lot of fructose may have higher rates of pancreas cancer. You know, pancreas cancer has one of the lowest survival rates. This is all in laboratory dishes, but worthy of follow-up. Dark cats, light cats, to which are you most likely to be allergic? Here's a study involving 300 patients that people with dark-colored cats who are 2 to 4 times as likely to have moderate to severe allergy symptoms. Female cats, less animal allergen than male cats. And yet, here's another study, and this one is a little newer, that the color of a cat's coat had no effect on how much allergen it produced. And patients who are allergic and want to keep their cats, you can take a bunch of measures, you know. You can use allergy shots, you can try meds, you can use HEPA air filters, keep the pet out of the bedroom, bathe it often. Yeah, cats, they love the bath. Call me the next time you do it. I want to see the video. This business about full-calorie beer and a link to psoriasis in women. It's one of those things. It's an association. Women drinking full-calorie beer, five or more a week, not light beer or liquor, twice the risk for psoriasis. Beer's made from barley, and there's gluten in it. Maybe that's what it is. But the study does not definitively prove that beer drinking leads to psoriasis, because women who drink a lot of beer may be different in other ways, maybe have other bad habits. They looked at physical activity and their body weight, but there could be many, many other things. Women drinking beer a lot may be socially and demographically very, very different, so I just throw that out there because you're hearing about it today out in the world. Okay, friends, I'll read this one to you straight. You're going to need to listen for this one. Eight foods you did not know are radioactive. And I'm being absolutely straight. All right, we'll talk about that later. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Again, 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adel.
You know, if you qualify for the credit card bailout program, there's powerful information you need to know about the Credit Card Reform Act. Banks have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe with monthly payments you can afford. For free information, call Credit Answers at 1-800-816-0306. That's 1-800-816-0306. 1-800-816-0306. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
You're probably sitting in traffic thinking, I'm so tired of feeling tired. I sure was. My stuffy nose kept me from breathing right and sleeping right. I tried everything. Nasal sprays, hot showers, tons of tissues. Then I tried drug-free Breathe Right. Instantly, I breathed better. I slept better. I felt better the next day.
Breathe Right, the nasal strip that instantly opens your nose. Experience better breathing yourself. Get two free strips at BreatheRight.com.
It's my right to breathe right. It's your right, too.
Can you hear that?
Can you hear it?
It's very annoying.
I hear it.
Can you hear that sound? That ringing. That hissing.
I can't get to sleep with it.
I can't concentrate. I hear it constantly.
You can't hide from it.
Everywhere I go, it doesn't go away. It drives me nuts.
It's tinnitus.
A constant ringing in your ear caused by loud machines.
Loud music.
Ah, finally. Quietus.
I love Quietus. Quietus will stop the ringing fast.
Quietus is all-natural, chewable, quiet relief.
Quiet relief so I can work.
I now get a full night's rest. Quietus has helped thousands of people with tinnitus.
Quietus is real, my friend.
Quietus has changed my life.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Quietus at 1-800-732-9058. That's 1-800-732-9058. Stop the ringing now. 1-800-732-9058. That's 1-800-732-9058.
Good news. News about healthcare. That's something we all could use. And that's what you'll find at the convenient new DMC Outpatient Center, just off I-80 at San Pablo's Town Center. As a division of Doctors Medical Center, their spacious facilities provide advanced diagnostics, physical rehabilitation, and wellness services with free parking and staff members who go out of their way to make each visit a pleasant one. When your physician orders diagnostic tests, DMC Outpatient Center offers state-of-the-art digital x-rays plus ultrasound, echocardiograms, and more. Their rehabilitation sessions include cardio, physical, occupational, and speech and language therapy. Programs ranging from diabetes support to fitness and nutrition also make DMC a community resource for maintaining or improving your health. The DMC Outpatient Center is good news for everyone who values easier access to quality health care. For more information, just ask your doctor or visit doctorsmedicalcenter.org/outpatientcenter.
How do you want to feel today? Call 800-548-8255, 800-548-TALK, and be well with Dr. Dean Adel.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adel here. Welcome to the program once again. Let's start with Lori. How you doing, Lori?
Hi, Dr. Adel.
Yes.
I know how you feel about supplements and echinacea, but I just had to call. There's a supplement that claims to increase EPO levels, quote, naturally, and the primary ingredient is echinacea. And I'm wondering if you've heard anything about this.
Well, first, EPO, if we're talking about the same thing, erythropoietin, increasing red blood cell mass, the kind of thing athletes would die to do, and the kind of thing maybe a person with certain kinds of anemia might want to do. What is your interest in this first?
Well, it's an athletic interest.
Yes. Well, that would be something. That would be something, because if it worked, of course, it'd be illegal immediately. And no, I don't know of any research would suggest that, but I have no doubts that there might be some obscure study someplace giving an herb. Listen, I recoil a little bit, to be honest with you, when you think I'm blanketly against, quote, herbs and supplements. I'm really not. I'm against ones that don't work or have no evidence to support them. I'm for the truth, and I think you probably are also. But most supplements do not work. Most herbs on the market do not work. And yet, of course, I recognize, I've taken pharmacology classes, that many, many of our best pharmaceutical drugs have come from herbs. And they got to pharmaceutical medicine because they were proven to work. And there are, I'm sure, literally thousands of herbs that we've yet gotten to that we need to do the research on. And there are companies out there that try and have tried and will continue to try, because some of our next blockbuster pharmaceuticals will come from herbs. And the advantage is, you know what the active ingredient is. You can get the exact amount, where herbs are different. You know, there's no guarantee of purity. There's no guarantee how much of the active ingredient is in there. It's a crapshoot for sure. So I know of no studies which said echinacea can increase EPO. If it did, it would be slight. I don't think it would have much of an effect on red blood cell mass. So I think that's the bit. And tell me about yourself. Are you a pro? I mean, are you big time into sport? I mean, long distance sports, something like that?
Oh, well, I have been at one time. I don't compete. And it's not really for me. I just am curious about these claims.
And yes, yes.
I find the whole a performance-enhancing drug topic fascinating.
Yes, I do too, because it's tricky. For instance, it would be legal if you're training for an event, it would be legal for you, say, to go to the Rockies and train at high altitude to increase your red blood cell mass, but it would be illegal for you to do it with a medication. Like EPO, which is very, very difficult to detect. It's you're normally made by the kidneys and causes an increase in red blood cells. So it is interesting how we define what is legit, what's not. For instance, we allow long-distance bicyclers to use caffeine, and it does increase performance in the long run. So it is confusing to all of us. And do not ever, you have no reason to believe any claim that any manufacturer makes about an herb or a supplement, because there's no law that holds their feet to the fire. And if you look at industry whose feet have been held to the fire, think financial industry, think, just go down the whole list of industries where there are laws and they still lie to us. They still lie and they cheat. And then you have an industry where there are no laws, and somehow people naively expect that they tell the truth. And of course they don't. And that's where my attitude comes from. So I'm pro-truth. I'm not anti anything, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so good luck. If you find out anything that's real, you certainly let me let me know. Let's talk to Sally. How you doing, Sally?
Hi, I'm a 50-year-old woman, and I believe I'm entering into menopause because my periods have become irregular. And the only symptom I have other than that is I'm retaining a huge amount of water.
And yeah, where do you see the water? In your ankles?
In my ankles, in my hands, in my face, in my abdomen. And I can go from weighing 125 pounds one day to 132 the next day.
Yes, well, that's a lot. And the only thing could account for that would be either drinking a huge amount of water or retaining fluid, because fat tissue, you can't gain or lose that much in a day, half a pound at the most. I'd suggest you talk to your doc about it, you know, to see what they think and what they can measure. This is something that happens with aging. I don't know how it relates specifically to, bingo, the onset of menopause, but with your legs, keep them up. You know, that's the best thing. When you stand for long periods of time, the gravity, it goes down. Your face will swell more in the morning and then will gradually go down. There's a part of this that is considered normal. Be very careful of your sodium intake and your salt intake. And then I'd want you to talk to your doc about it, see what's going on possibly. All right, I'm Dr. Dean Adel. I want to talk to you about 8 common, I mean common foods that you did not know are radioactive. 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom at 1:35. People seriously hurt today while waiting for a Muni bus in San Francisco hit by an out-of-control SUV whose driver says she had mechanical troubles. The National Association of Realtors says sales of previously occupied homes fell last month to their lowest level in 15 years. And a new report says the Pentagon needs to establish an Office of Suicide Prevention. More than 1,100 U.S. service members killed themselves between 2005 and last year. The Dow dropping 133 at the close today, NASDAQ down 35. And the Bay Area forecast, sunny and hotter today, a little cooler near the ocean tomorrow. I'm John Bristow, KGO Radio News.
How can a woman be sure he's the one for her? You know, the kind of man who says forever and means it. A guy who will be there for you on the good days and the bad days. A man who will make a great dad someday and who will tell you your new shoes look hot. Your heart will tell you if he loves you. The diamond he gives you will show you how much.
Brilliant beyond compare. That's a Shreve & Company's signature diamond. Because they're cut precisely to a very narrow set of standards, signature diamonds appear bigger, brighter, and whiter than ordinary diamonds. They are the new standard of beauty.
Shreve & Company Signature Diamonds. The name says it all.
Signature Diamonds. Exclusively at Shreve & Company Jewelers. A San Francisco original. Posting Grant just off Union Square and in the Stanford Shopping Center, Palo Alto.
Are your water pipes leaking? Has the rusty water, low pressure, and scalding shower become unbearable? The simple solution, of course, is to copper repipe your house. Like most everything else, copper repiping has become very affordable now. Hi, I'm Bob Park, owner of AmeriServe. Our friendly staff will repipe your home with a better grade of copper, repatch your walls in a neat and professional manner in just a day or two. Enjoy great pressure and clean water again. Call the original copper repiping specialist company. Call AmeriServe now and ask for the extended 30% KGO discount. Plus, get a 40-gallon water heater free with your repipe. Call now at 1-800-713-5777. 800-713-5777. 800-713-5777. That's 1-800-713-5777 or visit theameriserve.com.
Do you feel stuck in your career or worry about the stability of your job? Do you want to earn more or return to the workforce but lack current job skills? Do you need to enhance your current college degree? Do you want to truly change your life? Santa Clara University has helped hundreds of adults change their lives with the Certificate of Advanced Accounting Proficiency Program. You are only 8 months away from a new career. Attend class once a week on either Saturday or Sunday. Begin in September and finish in May, and you can acquire all the accounting units and knowledge you need to take the CPA exam. Launch yourself into a high-paying career, job security, and lots of opportunities for advancement with the Advanced Accounting Proficiency Program at Santa Clara University. Space is limited, so don't delay. Call right now and ask about their extended weekend course. 408-554-4521. That's 408-554-4521. It all starts with a phone call. For information and videos, go to kgoradio.com.
Meet Mary Ellen Walsh, owner of a new Chevy Equinox.
One day I was driving the old Hyundai and I was going to pick the kids up. I was slip sliding all over the road. I had to have an all-wheel drive. These are my children. And that's when we started looking. We wanted to go with the Chevy Equinox because now I'm in this, and I'm, like, riding on top of the world.
To hear more of Mary Ellen's story and to learn more about Equinox, visit Chevy.com, and may the best car win.
Go to KellymoreRadioCoupon.com to get 30% off retail price on the highest quality paint. That's KellymoreRadioCoupon.com for 30% off retail on the paint trusted by the pros. Kelly Moore, the painter's paint store.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. All right, let's talk about radioactive foods. And I'm being absolutely serious. The point of this piece is to help you understand that when you hear about something being radioactive, and you hear media reports all the time, and your fear reflex starts to hit you, I want you to think of this particular report. Now, it talks about, let's start with, this is a Houston Press blog, and it's accurate. We're talking about, let's start with things like potassium and radium. They occur, if you remember from chemistry, all elements have radioactive equivalents. Like there's potassium, that most potassium in your body is potassium, but some of it produces a measurable amount of radiation, potassium-40. And a banana is very good at containing potassium, and it produces a constant, easily measurable amount of radiation that's used, actually, and this I did not know, as a convenient yardstick for measuring radioactivity. Normally, you measure radioactivity, small amounts of it, and called picocuries, named after Madame Curie. But the average banana contains 520 picocuries due to all the potassium. Potassium contains naturally occurring radionuclide potassium-40. Now, most people have no concept how large or small a picocurie is, so the banana equivalent dose is used, and I had not heard the term. I just learned it straight, you know, picocuries. For example, the average person's exposure to radioactive isotopes after Three Mile Island within 10-mile radius was 8 millirems. That's another way we measure it. A little less than the average chest x-ray. If you ate a banana every day for a year, your exposure to radioactive potassium-40 would be about 3.6 millirems. Right, you have it? So 8 millirems if you live next to Three Mile Island. Eat a banana every day and you're getting half of that. So the banana equivalent dose, BED, Three Mile Island survivor was 2.22. Or you can eat 800 bananas in a day. Our bodies, carbon-14, you know, we use carbon-14. You've all heard of that about dating any organic material. Your body is full of carbon-14. It's radioactive. Most of the radiation you get comes from the universe, the formation of our universe. Potatoes, 3,400 picocuries. Carrots, 6,800. Equivalent amount of radiation of radioactive potassium as potatoes. Lima beans, red meat, potassium again. Low sodium salt, they put potassium in it. And even beer. And Brazil nuts. It goes on and on and on. So, radiation is important. It's probably the drive for evolution. Cosmic radiation is most likely the thing that causes mutations to occur in your genes. That has, of course, led to, as some of you believe, to human beings. All right, let's talk to Duncan. How you doing, Duncan? Welcome.
Hi, this is Duncan.
Yes, sir.
Nice to hear you, Dr. Adele.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question. My wife takes statin, and that's recently she started taking it about 8-9 months ago. And my brother forwarded me to this report that was posted on Huffington Post about the cholesterol myth and the use of statins. And it was written by a Dr. Mercola.
Mercola.
Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, the report is very lengthy. It's almost 12 pages long with footnotes.
Yeah, that impresses people. Listen, Mercola is a known commodity, very, very popular. You know, he's anti the fillings, anti fluoride, anti immunizations. He's very, very popular. The FDA's been after him for a while. About 4 or 5 years ago, they ordered him to stop making illegal claims for products that he sells, right? And then they went after him a second time. A second warning based on labels that came out after they inspected some of his stuff. So I disagree with many, many, many things that he says. I mean, he's a darling of the, as I said, the health food set. And yet on the statin thing, I would certainly advise some caution. I would not go to to the extremes yet about it. But people need to understand about statins is that they have not been really proven to help normal people. They have not been proven to extend the life of people who have not had heart attacks and have known heart disease. They are fabulous at lowering cholesterol. That's real. You just look at the numbers. It's just absolutely astounding. But that doesn't automatically mean that it helps with heart disease. And so I would always urge caution with any new, you know, prescription medication that anybody takes. So what can I say? So you can go look him up on the internet and if you need to get a read, he's a DO in the Midwest someplace, and has become very, very popular and writes these long pieces that when you look at the literature and the references, you can tear apart and shred them in many, 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 many different directions. And many of the things he says goes against the mainstream, of science and medicine. Not that they're always right, of course. But just because someone goes against something, it's called the Galileo effect, used all the time by people on the fringes. They say, look, Galileo was right. Everybody said he was wrong. Yeah, the church said he was wrong. And Galileo was right, indeed. And he proved his case with data, you know, way, way back when he was saying the things that he said. So the claim by some folks that anybody who comes up with any alternative theory that goes against the establishment must be right because they simply are going against the establishment is terribly naive. Terribly naive. All right. Let's talk to Julie in Hawaii. How you doing, Julie?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you?
Fine, ma'am.
I have a question. A friend of mine is in his 70s, and he's on three different heart medications, Gopressor, Lasix, out of that. And he's impotent now and wondering if he can ever have a sex life.
Oh, of course he can. Really, there's no man out there with erectile dysfunction from any cause that cannot be helped. He just needs the right physician to help him. There are many, many modalities. I didn't hear any nitrates in the medications that you listed, and heart patients who take nitrates are forbidden to take the common drugs, the most popular treatment for erectile dysfunction, the Viagra-type medication. So he needs to talk to his doc about that. If that doesn't work, there is a non-Viagra-type medication that a man can insert into his urethra. There are pumps, there are implants, there are banding things. There's just a whole bunch of stuff, and there are going to be new things coming on the market in the next year or two. So he shouldn't suffer, but he needs a sophisticated urologist who specializes in this. He just can't go online and just buy anything. And with heart disease, I want him to be especially careful. But again, the medication is a classic medication you can never take with erectile dysfunction meds are nitrates like nitroglycerin, which people with angina take. They put it under their tongue. So he ought to be fine. All right. So you tell him that for me, and tell him to find a good urologist. All right. I'm Dr. Dean Adel. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-TALK.
Napa's Blues, Brews, and Barbecues is going to be a fantastic day with three musical stages, 20 micro-brewed beers, and lots of barbecue. And admission is free. The party is in Napa downtown this Saturday, August 28th. Don't miss the Bounty Hunter Rib Eating Contest, when local winemakers will go mano a mano in an attempt at rib-eating glory. Sample specialty brews in the backyard beer garden presented by Pyramid Breweries, and enjoy great music up and down First Street. The main stage presents the Bay Area Blues Extravaganza, featuring Sista Monica, Lati Bianca, and Zakiya Hooker. The grills will be smoking up ribs, chicken, oysters, corn, pork, and other goodies. Get there early and join Gene Burns at his live dining around broadcast from the Blues, Brews, and Barbecue site in Napa downtown this Saturday. Admission to this party is free. Visit NapaDowntown.com.
Self-starters, clutch performers, profit drivers. This is your ride. A network strong enough to power your business wherever inspiration leads. To new opportunities, bigger ideas, better mousetraps. With Verizon Mobile Broadband, your signal is strong and the road to glory is yours for the taking.
Verizon has the mobile broadband solutions you need, like totally portable, fully capable netbooks, or MiFi cards that connect up to five Wi-Fi enabled devices. And now, get a free USB 760 modem after $50 mail-in rebate debit card with a new two-year agreement on a mobile broadband plan.
Don't leave critical connections to chance. Stay connected out of the office and keep your small business moving forward with reliable email, reliable downloads, and an undeniable advantage.
Speak with a small business specialist at any Verizon Wireless store. Visit verizonwireless.com/smallbusiness or call 1-800-VZW4BIZ.
Rule the air. Verizon.
Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com.
And now for the bonus round. Revenge is a dish best served cold. How is justice best served?
With a side of fries?
Correct. I'm rubber, you're glue. What's Daryl?
Newly married.
Correct.
Yes.
Why wouldn't someone use Netflix?
Unlimited instant movies on my TV. Unlimited DVDs by mail. Only $9 a month. No reason?
Correct. Yes. Netflix now delivers movies two ways. Instantly to your TV, plus DVDs by mail. Watch as many TV episodes and movies as you want for only $9 a month. Netflix.
See terms of use.
Mattress Discounter's buying power has done it again. Through Labor Day, you can save up to 40% on king and queen size Serta and Sealy pillow top mattress sets. Just imagine a queen size pillow top, Serta or Sealy, for just $5.67, plus free delivery. And you always get Mattress Discounter's lowest price or its free guarantee. But 40% off Serta and Sealy sets? That ends Labor Day.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounter's.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Let's talk to Richard. Hey, Richard. Dr. Dean here. Welcome.
Hi. Yeah, I have a question. I'd like to know about when it comes to athlete's feet, right? And then you have all the growth also in the nails. I went to a foot doctor, and I tried everything, the creams, the sprays, nothing. So there was options. Okay, well, they asked me to take the medication for it. But since I have like a damaged liver, it wasn't recommended, right?
Right.
So the doctor says, well, just go ahead and just remove the whole nails. Just, we don't need them. Just remove them. Didn't like that option. But the question is, I hear about these lasers always advertised. Is that a temporary thing or is it a permanent fix?
Well, they might work, but the thing is, whatever happened to get you the fungus is going to happen again, and recognize a fungus under your toenails is not exactly the same as athlete's foot, but it does tell me there might be something common. You want to cure the athlete's foot. I mean, here, I don't mean this seriously, but it's an attempt to explain something. Go to Arizona and hang out in the desert for a while and wear sandals for a couple of weeks. It'll disappear. Fungus has to have moisture, and it's often our footwear and our habits that create a friendly environment. Yes, all these creams and medications, they will kill it. I doubt very much it's not working. The problem is it keeps coming back, and as long as there's moisture, it will come back, and probably the same for the toenails. And if you pull the toenails and expose the nail beds, quote, to oxygen and dryness and light, it would get rid of it. But as soon as the nails grew in, if you kept your feet in the same situation they're in, it probably would come back. So I always tell people to be just really maniacal about keeping their feet dry. Take 5 pair of socks to work, powder the heck out of them. Make sure your footwear breathes. If you're not sure, go out to buy a brand new pair of shoes. So it depends upon, you know, what you do for a living, what part of the country you live in, humidity, of your feet. Otherwise, it's tough because this fungus is everywhere, and you can get rid of it, but you want to keep it gone. So that's really, really, really important. So that's the best advice for a permanent kind of a cure. And the lasers, they can work, but it's very expensive. And that's what worries me, that if you did the laser and it worked, but that it might come back again. And there's one kind of laser out there that has some data behind it, but I'm confused now by all the brand names because there's some lasers that have not been approved for that use and may not work as well. All right, let's talk to Marion. Welcome to the program, Marion.
Oh, hi, Dr. Adele. I have a question for you. My daughter has been twice. She has woken up, and the bottom part of her extremities, her legs from her hips down, have had blue blotches on them. She's gone to the ER both times. They've prescribed an antibiotic, and they can't really pin down what's going on. She gets infections frequently, like strep and ear infections. She was not anemic. She does have a vitamin D deficiency. But her blood test came back fine. They've sent us to an immunologist. Have you ever heard of this?
Well, that sounds interesting. That sounds like they're trying hard. Blue blotches. I wouldn't think of infection at first. In other words, if I ran my fingers over her skin, the skin would feel fine. It's even, except it just has a little blue discoloration when you look at it. Is that what I'm hearing?
Correct. And when you push down on the blue, it turns, it'll be white so that when you lift your finger back up, it'll come back blue. And
yeah.
sometimes the blue blotches have been in separate locations. Like it might have been the upper left thigh, and then it switches to the right outside thigh. So not the same location, but.
Wow. How old is your daughter?
She's 29.
Man, that's so surprising. I wonder what would happen if she stuck her feet in the air, you know, in terms of the blue sounds to me like it's venous blood that's just pooling under the skin, which makes me think this is, you know, totally benign. There are dermatological things that can happen that have a little bluish color. You know, there's a thing called lichen planus. But the skin's disturbed. You know you're looking at a rash. You know you're looking at something a dermatologist should see. And I'm not sure I wouldn't take her to a dermatologist with this, by the way, because they have the familiarity of the range of what the human skin can look like in, quote, normal conditions. In other words, when you get up in the morning and the blood is kind of like this lying, and when you sleep, you know, you throw your leg. It's like having a tourniquet around your leg, and you can get a backup of venous blood that can create blue blotches depending on how superficial the blood vessels are. So I'm looking for a simple, benign explanation. And in which case, if that's what it is, then what they're going after is overkill. And yet that's medicine today. You know, we got to do all the tests just in case we miss something. But it sounds fairly benign to me. So I would add a dermatologist to the list. I'd be very interested what a good dermatologist would say. And go when you have the problem. In other words, tell her if it's mostly in the morning, to make a first in the morning appointment. You know, otherwise, it's you know, you just might not get the... You know, you might not get a diagnosis. You know, your car's making a noise, and you go to the doctor, it stops making a noise. So you want her to have it. And I'll bet you, I don't want to bet. I'm guessing, educated guess, not to be taken seriously, that a dermatologist would say this is just normal stasis. It's called STASIS of blood under the skin when you're inactive. All right. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Dr. Dean Adell here.
It's termite swarming season, and pest control experts agree that you should have a termite inspection at least once every 2 years. Termites cause more damage each year in the U.S. than floods, hurricanes, and fires combined. And most of this damage can be avoided through early detection and treatment. Take advantage of the Planet Orange promise. A free detailed inspection, a high quality and affordable treatment if necessary, and a bulletproof 2-year warranty with free annual re-inspections to ensure your home stays protected forever. The cooler than average Bay Area summer means termites may not show themselves as readily, but they're still there, eating away. Call Planet Orange now at 1-800-7-ORANGE to schedule your free termite inspection. That's 1-800-767-2643 or go to planetorange.com. 1 in 30 homes become termite infested in the U.S. each year, and September and October are the busiest months, so you can't afford to wait. Call Planet Orange now. With their free inspection, it costs you nothing. That's 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. Doing the right thing was never so easy.
You can easily find a big bank where you're treated like a number. You can find a small bank with just a few basics. But have you found a bank that's just right? Hi, I'm Sandy, Vice President of Fremont Bank. Since 1964, Fremont Bank has valued and treated our clients with respect. We've honored our commitment to the community by building a strong, solid foundation to provide you with sensible financial solutions today and in the future. Not only does Fremont Bank provide great mortgage loans, but complete personal and business banking services, including wealth management. With convenient branch locations and ATMs, I'm sure there's one close to your home or business. And our online banking is a great option, too. Find out why so many clients believe we're a better bank. Drop by one of our branches, call 800-359-BANK, or check us out on the web at fremontbank.com. Fremont Bank, not too big, not too small, just right.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Did your child struggle in school last year? Was homework a nightmare? Can your child spend hours playing video games or watching TV, but struggles with one page of homework? Even gifted and smart kids can suffer from ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, and anxiety or depression. The Attention and Achievement Center can test your child today and ensure that your school is providing an appropriate educational plan. We can help you make sure that budget cutbacks don't shortchange your child. If your child qualifies, the law guarantees an appropriate public education. our psychologist and neurologist can provide full diagnostic evaluation and show you drug-free options to help your child succeed in school and in life. With offices in Pleasanton, Walnut Creek, Campbell, and San Mateo, help is just a phone call away. Call today at 877-893-2440. That's 877-893-2440. There is no substitute for a qualified and experienced professional to advocate for your child. Call 877-893-2440 or log on to drugfreeadd.com.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dinadel here. Let's talk to Steve. How you doing, Steve?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi, doctor. I was recently diagnosed with polycythemia vera.
Yeah. What were the symptoms that made you go to a doctor?
Well, I was feeling kind of fatigued, and I guess I'm not the norm for people who typically develop this disease. I'm 48 years old.
No, that's the norm. It's just because rare in younger people. No, you're right at the prime time. This is people whose blood is too thick. Their bone marrow just makes too many red blood cells and also white cells. And more common in men. You describe some of the symptoms. One of the classics, by the way, but do not take this at face value because it's very common. You get itchy after a warm bath. Have you ever had that symptom?
No, I haven't. And one thing that seemed odd to me and when I went to the doctor the first time was, and I hadn't seen this particular doctor before, specialist, and she asked me if I had been taking steroids. And I keep in excellent physical condition, and I always have, and I have, I think, a pretty good diet.
Right.
Said, no, never. And she was kind of taken aback by that, but I said, well, is this something common for someone who abuses drugs? And she said, no, and then she kind of glossed over it. It was a little bit strange.
No, well, I don't know. It means steroids may be able to do it, but it's, it happens on its own. So you get to get the blood thicker. You can get, short of breath. You don't seem to have noticed that. You're in good shape. Your skin can get bluish. I should actually think of that with the last caller and a daughter with bluish skin, but it's much less common in women. And fatigue. And this is what they do. They use bloodletting for this. They actually go in, they take your blood. They take a pint of blood and they remove it every week until your hematocrit, which is a measure of red blood cells, goes down enough and to thin your blood. And you want to do that because the thickness of your blood can increase clots and possibly strokes. I mean, not to scare you, but you're going to be treated. So that's why you want to stay in touch with your doctor. And long term, there's a slight increase. And once again, these are single digit percentages of increase in some blood, like leukemias and things like that. Are you seeing a hematologist, seeing a doctor familiar with this?
Yes, she is, as well as oncologist. She's both. So
yes. Oh, perfect. Perfect. You got the perfect doctor. Has she told you about bloodletting and all that?
Yeah, and it doesn't sound too appealing to me. Phlebotomy, I guess it's called.
Yeah, that's just taking your blood. That's like donating a pint of blood. Unfortunately, they won't use it and give it to other people. They think maybe there's something wrong with the blood. We can't find anything wrong with it, but we don't allow you to donate it. So that's a shame. You'll be fine. All right, that's the program. Join us for the next one.
American Express Open Card member Divya Gugnani owns and operates a small business in New York City.
I saw a gap in the market for a fresh culinary brand and launched BehindTheBurner.com. We create and broadcast content about food and mixology and then distribute it across TV, the web, and via mobile.
Divya's revenue comes through advertising, product sales, and sponsorships. And she uses AcceptPay from American Express Open to get paid faster.
We now invoice and receive payments digitally.
You have mail.
I get paid on average 3 weeks faster.
Which gives Divya and her business the cash flow needed to do other things like
invest in film equipment and my team.
Cameras rolling, take one.
Booming is never looking for a check in the mail because it's already in my email.
To learn more about AcceptPay powered by PaySimple and to take advantage of a 60-day free trial, visit open.com/acceptpay. And like Behind the Burner, your business can start booming. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Visit open.com/acceptpay for details.
I had lunch with my favorite TV star today. Funny guy from that sitcom. It was nothing fancy. Just went to a sandwich shop. I had a tuna sub and some chips. But the TV star, he didn't eat a thing. Instead, he spent the whole time entertaining me with some of the best bits from his show. Just a consummate professional. I was even thinking of bringing him along with me to that tedious conference call I've got to make at 2 o'clock. Or I guess I could bring that super hot actress from that action show. You know, the blonde who plays the cop? Well, we'll see. But right now, I'm leaning towards bringing the hot blonde wielding a nightstick. Yeah, I'd say that's where I'm leaning.
Take your favorite TV stars with you virtually anywhere you go with AT&T UVerse Mobile. UVerse lets you schedule your recordings, download, and watch hit TV shows on your mobile phone. And get UVerse Mobile free with a UVerse U300 TV plan. Call 1-800-PICK-ATT, visit our stores, or click att.com/TV. AT&T, rethink possible.
Geographic and service restrictions apply to AT&T UVerse services. Download and watch is available for select shows and requires qualifying smartphone U300 or higher TV plan and Wi-Fi connection. For details, go to att.com/TV details.